Sounds great. Welcome to the Evolved You podcast,
your go-to podcast that covers all things health, fitness, lifestyle, and so much more.
My name is Naomi.
And I'm Ben.
It's time to buckle up for a bit of banter, a touch of real talk,
and a whole bunch of education and motivation.
With that being said, who is ready to evolve? Alrighty guys, what is up and welcome back to another episode of the Evolved You podcast.
Hello everyone, I hope you're having a cracker of a morning.
Yeah.
Happy birthday, if it's your birthday today as well.
Yes, welcome to another week of 2022. How exciting, everybody is loving life.
Hey, it's been the craziest start of the year, hasn't it?
Oh my god, it's literally been so weird. Like, so weird. But anyway, that is basically what we're going to talk about in today's episode, sort of, in a way, in a different way. We wanted to do a update to our approach to health and fitness and, you know, like what we sort of do, how we train, how we eat, all of that sort of stuff. But then we realized that we didn't want to like lie to you and just say that we've been crushing it over the last few weeks. Because it's, I feel like the Christmas period has gone on a little bit too long.
Yeah, it dragged on.
Yeah, I think a lot of people are struggling with this too. So I wanted to bring some light to the situation. But let's chat. Let's do a life update. So do you want to kick it off?
Life update. Well, I mean, to be honest, I've been feeling a little bit average the last couple of weeks.
We have.
Yes.
I don't know, like, I don't know if we had COVID or not. We did do a test and it was negative. So, like, weird. But I had every symptom. But we were negative. So like we just sort of self-isolated a little bit anyway and just felt like absolute death. I feel like it kicked you like, it kicked it hard. I felt fatigued and so nauseous and everything for like, feels like the whole year.
Yeah. It put you to bed pretty much.
Literally.
It put you to bed.
It's so weird. I think there is like another flu going around, which apparently a lot of other people have said as well. So I don't know what it was. But yeah, it was interesting. And you haven't been feeling great. We've actually both got a sinus infection.
Yeah. Look, I think I've had one for about 5 years. I've just lived with it. But now I guess I've given one to you.
I've never had sinus issues until I met Ben. And for the last year or two, I've had like weird sinus stuff. And we finally went to the doctor and he's like, you got a pretty bad sinus infection. So it's funny that you can't, like you live with it, not realizing what's going on.
I just put up with stuff, you know.
I don't know if any girls listening to this, if their partners just like put like their issues under the blanket, especially their health concerns, just like bury it deep. But I feel like it's a common thing.
Look, it used to be.
You're getting better.
These days we're unraveling some stuff.
Which has been good. But anyway, yeah. Moral of the story, I just feel like this year has just been like, you know, not the most positive start for a lot of people. I think New Year's Eve, I hurt my back sitting down, writing some goals on the table. We're literally sitting there and I like, my back just gave way and I was like bedridden for like 2 days. So I spent New Year's Day in bed, just unable to move. My osteo was away for the week. So I just tried to stretch. It was just, crazy. It's just been a weird start. But anyway, that's fine.
We're going to make it one of the best years.
Yeah. I think we're just over, like, feeling average, do you know? Like, over feeling a bit under the weather. I think it sort of stemmed from, like, even December as well. You know, like, coming into Christmas, a lot of people sort of sit back on their goals and we were just trying to get everything ready and wrapped up for the year. So, like, you know, food was put on the back burner and training was there, but it was still put on the back burner a little bit. So I just feel like, you know, the last couple of months we've been prioritizing other things.
Yeah. Just normal things weren't there. Like there was less sleep. We weren't as active. We weren't moving. We weren't walking. You know, hydration levels probably weren't up to scratch.
I think a big thing is like we've had so many adjustments in life, like Ben leaving his job, like, you know, being a Good Life. Working from home full time is a huge adjustment for both of us. Like, I think a career change and moving house are the two biggest stresses in life. There's like five top stresses and they're like one of the two biggest or something.
Yeah.
So like, you know, it's been a crazy start to the year just with that, let alone everything else. So I think we're just ready to feel like ourselves again.
We're ready to prioritize ourselves.
Yeah. And I think like it's still important and it's still something that you can do even though other external factors are going on in the world right now. And, you know, people are getting sick and we've been sick and everything. But I just think it goes to show how much more important it is to prioritize your health. you know? Yeah. And like reflecting and looking back on, and this is a big like wake up I had during the Christmas New Year period off, is looking back on how I felt when I was, you know, lifting 100 kilo deadlifts, or, you know, maybe when we were like living near the beach and we were going for walks every day out near the sunshine and the water, and I was journaling and meditating and all of that sort of stuff, and, you know, focusing on gut health and whole nutritious food and creating more recipes. It's just, it's achievable, but it's just something that we've just been put behind. And it was something that I was like, you know what? It's time to give back to myself. And I think this year will be a good year.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just one baby step at a time, get yourself back on track, or get us back on track.
Well, you've sort of been like similar over the last, probably since we moved into this house, I reckon. It's been just a huge adjustment.
It has been. Living so far north of where we normally would spend most of our time, especially trying to do health and fitness-ish things, it's
a lifestyle change.
It's a very big adjustment. But nonetheless, put the effort in, be consistent, and, you know, we can get back to feeling our best very, very soon.
It's just a little bit further away, you know. You just got to drive that bit extra further for the beach walks.
Yeah.
Which is fun. But anyway, what we wanted to say is that we want to do the project with everyone, but in a different way. And we want to, like, you know, give back to ourselves again and focus on just having that goal. And it's not like we're doing, like, you know, a quick fix challenge. We just want to do this with everyone, so we feel like we have that support with all you guys, so you feel like you guys are doing it with us and everything. And it's just nice to have a goal again.
Yeah,
you know?
It's going to be nice to have that community there with everyone.
Yeah, yeah.
In a similar boat, and everyone's striving to be their best for this year.
And I think everyone's best looks different now. Definitely. Since the years have changed with global pandemics, I think the best is different. And, you know, like the person I was before the pandemic even happened, like, well, I was ready to compete again, and so were you, do you know? So many people have changed their thoughts on life, and I have so many other friends that were prepping or, you know, doing powerlifting shows and stuff that have just changed their view on the health and fitness space and just their health in general since, you know, people have been dying and hospitalized. Yeah. And it's been crazy.
Well, I mean, there's a shift.
Mm.
There's a shift in what health and fitness means to people.
Yeah.
And, you know, for the majority of people, that still means getting on stage in some way or another. But for others...
Minority, maybe.
Yeah.
Majority.
I was going to say for the majority of people, that can be just having balance in their day-to-day life and just doing one thing better than the day before to improve yourself.
And I think that's a good goal and focus to have. Like, we're shifting away from the aesthetic-based goals and, you know, losing 20 kilos or 10 kilos or whatever, or building a butt or whatever that may be, and just focusing on feelings and health and, you know, your heart health and your strength of your bone density and all of that sort of stuff, and just making sure that your gut health is happy and your mindset is on point and all of that sort of stuff. So I think it's a good shift.
Yeah, we're definitely looking at longevity.
Yeah, and it's something that, like, you know, at Evolved we've been doing for a long time now, but it's just something that we personally may have not done in a couple of months due to other external stress life factors, but it's definitely something that we'd love our clients to do and have been focusing on for sure. So it's really cool to see the industry transforming in that way in general.
Yeah, I think it's heading down a great path.
Yeah, and that comes to, like, you know, our approach to health and fitness. Like, we still love to train. We generally focus on making sure that we are strong and fit, you know, like incorporating hopefully some running or some adventure hikes or something just to get that heart rate up a little bit more. But definitely love to focus on, you know, building a strong foundation for when we're older. We ain't gonna fall apart.
No, I want to be able to squat off the lounge when I'm 100.
Play with the kids, you know, be fit health-wise. Yes, like still focusing on tracking and learning how to make foods fit into your lifestyle, but just having a more chilled, flexible, balanced approach. None of this like all or nothing stuff. No, like, you know, aggressive dieting or all of that. Like, let's focus on how food makes you feel rather than how you feel when you lose 10 kilos because you've been in a deficit. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
So, yeah. that is basically it. Now, on today's episode, we are going to bring you some value. Basically, if you're thinking what to do to start giving back to you, or for you to start giving back to yourself, what's a couple of tips that you can give to people?
I would focus on doing something that you enjoy every day.
Yeah. What are some examples actually of that? Because if, like, I've heard people say that in the past, like, focus on something that you love doing, but it's easier said than done.
Yeah, like, there's so many things you could do, whether or not, you know, you enjoy playing sports and you want to go down to the park and shoot some hoops, or catch up with a friend and kick a ball around, or you want to go for a swim at the beach or in the pool, or you want to go for a hike. Little things, anything and everything, like...
It doesn't even have to be, like, fitness-wise. Like, you literally, like, said all of the movement-based ones. But even doing something that you enjoy, like, yeah, I guess dance is some sort of movement, but it makes me happy because I feel feminine. Do you know? I love to listen to music every day and, like, dance around in the kitchen. It helps me feel like I'm becoming the best version of myself and giving back to myself, even though it's as small as listening to music, even in the car and just busting out and singing. Do you know? Like, something that you feel like a kid again, which is a big focus on that we want people to start doing.
Yeah. Side note. One of the first times we ever went on a longer road trip down to Byron, I had never seen her this excited, and the music came on and she was just dancing. Like, she was driving, mind you.
I don't remember this.
And she was just dancing like there was no tomorrow. And yeah. I was like, who the hell is this girl?
See, I think that comes down to, like, your energy. And then, like, I felt so healthy and happy and confident and positive in where I was at in my health and fitness journey. And I guess, like, just going back to the reflecting, it just shows that now, yeah, I still do that, but not as often.
Yeah.
Do you know? Because there's other things that I've been focusing on. Therefore, becoming that best version of yourself is in all avenues and people notice it.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Yes.
Another couple other ones that we wanted to say is a basic one, going back to movement, aiming to train just 3 days a week. You know, none of this, like, 5 or 6 days a week, let's do all of this crazy program, worked out, whatever. Use some sort of resistant training 3 days a week, at least. Like, surely people have room to move their body and focus on getting strong, whether it be in the gym or, like, a CrossFit or whatever you want to do, as long as you're lifting some form of weight for longevity, just that amount is a great start.
Yes, definitely. I want to add on to that. I would say vitamin D, getting outside.
Natural vitamin D.
This doesn't mean you have to go for walks. You could literally lie in your backyard. You get a tan if you wanted to.
Yeah.
Just having that vitamin D will just energize your body so much.
Mm. And I think even if, like, you know, if it's a bit cloudy, there's still the sun is still there, do you know? It's the daytime. Still getting out and, like, reading a book or having a breakfast or a morning coffee. Just setting time aside to do that. Another one could maybe be setting a short-term goal. Now, do you want to run through some examples on what we mean by this? Because I don't want this to come across as, like, lose 1 kilo is my short weekly goal. Like, what's a short-term goal for people that, you know, they can start giving back to themselves for?
I think, like, short-term goal would be maybe reading 5 pages of a book per day. Or you can focus on eating whole foods just one day at a time, just trying to get 1% better every single day. Put a short-term goal of maybe improving it for a month and then reevaluate how you went for that month. And yeah, I'm sure that you would be in front, definitely not behind.
Mm. Another one I think is even just focusing on improving your habits, like the current habits that you're doing, and that will get you to your long-term goals without you even realizing. So if your habit every day is to, this is going to be a big one, but have a cigarette with your coffee every day, maybe realizing that, okay, maybe that's not the best habit to have, and switching that out for reading a book with your coffee or creating a new habit around that. Or if your habit is to have a chocolate after every meal as a dessert or whatever that is, rather than having that, switch it out to a water or a green tea or, you know, something as an example. But just changing your habits so you can give back to your long-term goal and yourself in the meantime.
Definitely.
That makes sense. Yeah. Yes. Awesome. Another thing is what we want to focus on is becoming a more evolved you in all areas of life. Now, that is not just health, fitness, lifestyle, mindset. Yes, they all are the same, but, you know, like reaching that out further, like personal development, your career, your physical environment, your fun, your friends and family, like just making sure all of those levels of your life are getting better. If they're lacking in some way or another, figuring out where that is and how you can improve them. There is something called the Wheel of Life, which a lot of mindset coaches do. It's like a little quiz. I think I've actually done it in a podcast once before. If not, you can just Google it, but it's super valuable. You just assess your life and where you are lacking and figure out ways to improve in them in that area. So that is another big one that we really think is important for you to focus on. Another tip?
Yeah, I think focus on the things that you can control. And this is a big one because a lot of people will overthink, over calculate most things in their life. And there's a lot of stuff that you are just not in control of.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to stress and get yourself worked up over something that you literally cannot control. So you just control the controllables.
Yeah. And I think, like, you know, it's nice to set big health and fitness goals, or sorry, big goals for the year, especially since we're still in January, but focus on the ones that you can control. Do you know, like, one of our goals is to go to New York before we start trying to have kids, because I would love to see my family and I do not want to travel with a baby. So, you know, that would be nice to go to New York at some stage this year, but we can't control it. You know, COVID could happen. We could still be in a lockdown, all of this sort of stuff. So what we can focus on is saving enough money to travel at some stage, and that can be a focus or a goal. Yes, it's still something that we can control and it's still a goal, but it's not a goal based on external factors. Do you know what I mean? Like, yeah. Even bringing that back to health and fitness. Do you have any examples for that, focusing on the controls or around goals?
I was just going to say, like, when it comes to the time frame. So, like, not beating yourself up if you don't achieve the goal in the time frame that you set. You might not have given yourself enough time to get to the goal. You might have thought it takes 3 months and it might actually take you 6 months, but not beating yourself up at that 3 month mark because you're not where you are. I'm sure you are a lot further along than when you started.
Yeah.
And you've just got to keep building on that. You got to use that momentum to keep going.
And I think so many things happen in life, like what we've learned, and you can't control everything. So if you've gotten to 3 months and you're like, okay, I'm not quite where I wanted to be, but I'm still a lot further than what I was, that's a huge win.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's a big one, big little takeaway for you. Our last little point is, what does your goals give to you? Now, this is going back to based on feelings rather than, like, you know, aesthetics or whatever. So what are your goals and how do they make you feel? So what feeling do you want to achieve? You know, if I think we've spoken about this before, but if you want to, I don't know, I always say weight loss because it's always such a common one at this time of year. But if you want to lose 10 kilos, why do you want to lose 10 kilos? Is it because you want to feel confident every single day? Is it because you want to, you know, like, I don't know what other feelings there are from weight loss.
It might be you feel like you need to lose the weight to be accepted into the friend group that you're in.
Yeah. So there's lots of feelings that can be associated with a goal. So what is that and how else can you achieve those feelings? You know, is it through working on your internal confidence? Is it, I don't know, personal development? Is it caring less about what other people think? All of that sort of stuff. So focusing on your feelings and also your thoughts, because your thoughts are what get you to your goals. So, you know, if you're constantly beating yourself up every single day about something and you don't change your thought patterns, you will not get towards your goals and you will be constantly going around in circles. Do you know?
Yeah.
Every day, if you're thinking, like, bringing it back to business or whatever, if you want to make six figures, but you constantly think that you are a failure and that you'll never be worthy of money and, you know, whatever you do for work, you're not good enough, you'll never make those habits and change those habits and those thoughts to get you to that goal.
Yeah. Them negative patterns are very imprinted in you unless you decide to think positively and talk to yourself in a positive manner.
Yeah, it all starts with your mindset. And this is a huge space in the health and fitness industry, which coaches are now learning to coach people on. But I've been like incorporating mindset stuff for like 7 years now. Yeah. So it's good to see. But anyway, to wrap this sort of all up, we are excited to do the project with everyone. Our 6-week project that is live, and it starts on the 31st of January. We're not approaching it from like, you know, a weight loss standpoint or like a let's hit a certain PB or whatever. It'd be great to lose a couple of, you know, the Christmas kilos, but that's not the focus. The focus is to get back to feeling like we were again, you know, like personal development, getting back into meditating or journaling or reading or water, sunshine, you know, more adventures, improving our sleep, improving our inner health, friendship circles, all of that sort of stuff. So we're excited for the project and we want you guys to join us if you like.
No pressure.
If you are interested, I will leave it in the show notes. Otherwise, it is on our link trees. So yeah, what is your lesson of the week, Ben?
My lesson of the week is don't let fear dictate your life.
Yeah.
A lot of us live in fear and it will dictate your day-to-day life. So just not giving it the time to feel...
like scared?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was trying to say.
Yeah, I think like fear is a funny one and it's something that like so many people feel on a day-to-day basis, but you will not change if you don't make change. And change is scary.
And that change literally comes back to the smallest of changes.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Is that on the podcast that
yeah.
we listened to today?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mine is it's good to feel to be free again. We had a little adventure on the weekend. We crossed the border, felt like a rebel. It was fantastic. And it's just nice to feel free. It's something that we've been craving for a long period of time. And yeah, it's funny, just that little human right. It's nice to have back in a way. Almost. We're getting there.
Yes, the beach was nice.
We're on the way back. But anyway, that is all for today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you think that someone will get value from this, please share it on your stories because it means the world to us and it is the only way that we will grow. If you are interested in the project, link is in the little description. We cannot wait to do it with you and evolve your life as a whole. Thank you for coming on, Ben.
That's right. Thanks for having me.
And we will talk to you in next week's episode.
Have a great day, guys.